Hello and welcome to the Stronic 5 podcast. I am not your host, PTF. I was going to think of something creative to say that he was doing, but I didn't plan it out. So maybe I'm stalling enough to think of something. Nope. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not helping us make some money in this Stronic 5. But we are here to try to make the magic happen. I'm here with one of my friends new to the In the Money media airwaves. A person I think I've probably mentioned on the shows a couple of times, but maybe the world is not familiar with the greatness that is the ATM, Anthony Matera. ATM, what's popping?
What's up, big boy? You know, I would congratulate you on the BCBC, but I'm going to declare myself the winner and second place finisher. There's no evidence to support that, but I'm going to sue you guys for that 500K. I finished first and second.
That seems to be a theme in the world. You lose, you say you win, it's all the same thing. You bet United, so you deserve to lose.
There's no evidence of that.
Oh my gosh. All right, so we're gonna blast through this pick five, and I'm excited to do this because I think our handicapping styles are a little bit different. We've done group tickets together, and you know, I'm the Captain Obvious of the world, and you are more play to find chaos. And so we've actually come together with some pretty good tickets in the past where, you know, kind of my straight shots with your craziness comes into the mix, and we've got ourselves in good position. So I'm excited to give the listeners that. And you've had some Stronic 5 success in your life, right? I mean, I swear I probably lost on it 27 times in a row, and you've scored like 4 times.
I popped it for 30 back in like March, but that seems like a decade ago. So, let's get back in the swing of things and see if we can hit something.
That was the stimulus check back there in March, huh?
Yeah, I was rolling then. Time sure changed, but I was skinny when I was broke.
You got to get a shirt made that said, "I was skinny when I was broke." If you listen to this hashtag, if you listen to this podcast, hashtag that, tag ATM. I was skinny when I was broke. If you want past performances for the Stronic 5, DRF is giving those past performances away. You go to drf.com/ITM and use the promo code money for those past performances. drf.com/ITM. And not to be confused with our guest, ATM. All right, well, let's dive into this thing, ATM. We're going to start in Laurel, race 7. We're going to go a mile on the dirt allowance. At Laurel, if you're not familiar, that mile is a one-turn mile, if you weren't aware of that. ATM, what stupid horse are you going to make me use in this sequence?
I'm going to use Zach Morris, and I'm going to go Saved by the Bell with the 7. I think there's some speed in the race. He ain't going to be the speed, so... I think he'll come from off it and hopefully scoop it late, but I got 729 as my A horses, and then you can fill in from there.
729. Okay, so how am I going to do this? I'm going to circle your horses with a blue color on my iPad. 729 is okay. All right, so I thought, look, I will say this about Laurel. You do want to be kind of in the middle of the track typically. So I have no problem with your 8 should be, I'm sorry, your 7 should be circling in the middle, but you know how I am. I love speed. The 9 will be involved early, but I'm not crazy about that one's like pace figures, right? Not really traveling all that swiftly early. I like the 8 a little bit. A girl named Jack takes the blinkers off, trying to stretch out. Obviously, that stretch out could be a concern. Has tried to go a little bit longer once before and ran third that day. But I do feel like this horse has enough speed, ran well enough last time going the one-turn mile at Laurel. So I was hoping to get that one involved. I'm going to need the 8. I'm spreading it here. I'm going to need the 8 as an A as well. So right now we're 2, 7, 8 and 9. What did you think about the 6?
I just think there's going to be the speed with the three. I think is going to try to go. The 6 is going to try to go. The 8 and the 9 are both going to go. That's why I even give the 2 a shot. because I think the two likes to sit off it a little bit, isn't going to be involved in that mix up front. And listen, if we throw everything out but the three, you just single the three and everybody else could get rich and we could be out in the first leg. So, but yeah, I would prefer the six over the three just price wise. Obviously, I'd rather have a 12-1 morning line than a 5-2.
Yeah, I mean, I want to have this. I'd like to have the six as a B, for a couple of reasons. One is the pace wasn't terribly fast last time, but that was off of a layoff. The horse hadn't run since September. Now the horse was sprinting on poly back in September. The last time the horse went two turns down at Tampa as a 2-year-old won that day. So I'm thinking maybe Speedy Vanessa actually has a little bit more to offer. So I would vote to use that one as a B. And I guess the last decision we have to make is what we're going to do with Break Curfew. Are we going to try to get cute in this first leg and toss drawn down towards the inside? Or do we want to use that one as an A as well to kind of keep us alive?
I would use that as a B. I mean, I'm not in love with it. So like I said before, I'll probably put it in the winner's circle. But
well, here's my thing. I'm a big believer in if you're going to use a favorite as a B horse, then you should probably just toss the favorite.
Yeah. I mean,
toss the favorite.
Yeah, toss it.
All right. So we're going to go 2, 7, 8, 9 is A's. 2, 7, 8, 9 is A's. And if you've never listened to the show before, we'll start with kind of a pre-run, and then we'll go through it at the end. And then we're going to use the 6 as a B. I think that horse could be interesting coming in off of a break. Race 2, Gulfstream Park West, formerly known as Calder. What did you think? Oh, we're going what are we doing here? We're doing a claim. Are we claiming? Yeah. No, it's is this an optional claimer?
Starter allowed.
Starter. Yep. Starter. Yeah, they were in for 12 or they're in for 12 or they're a whole lot of ors in the condition. That's going to get kind of tricky. Make sure you read those over and over. Going a mile on the turf, ATM, where were you at here?
I am on the 7, Napa Rules, Speed, going to Cintron, Jaramillo. They're going to the lead. Usually Gulfstream Park West, Gulfstream, turf, dirt, the parking lot, it's all the same. You get to the lead, sometimes you can just keep on going. So I'm going to need the 7 at 12-1 as an A. Obviously, it's not a standout A, but I would. I'm going to start there. Safi with the 9, also intriguing. A little bit of a layoff there, but I'd be 7-9. Probably go a little deeper, and we'll hear what you have to say. I'm sure you'll find the favorite.
I like the 7 in here.
How are you?
I like the 7 too. And here's why. I wasn't crazy about the dirt race last time, but at the same time, you know, there was some tactical speed shown in that dirt race. It's the turf race before that I thought was pretty good, show some talent. He was the first move into that fast pace. You'll notice he was close to that one horse kind of runoff where the horse opened up by 14 at one point of the race. And he was kind of the first one, or she was the first one, excuse me, to kind of move into that. So I like that. So the 7 works for me as an A. The 9, I think, is worth a conversation. This horse is coming in off a layoff, and you have to take that into consideration. But horses won twice off a layoff. So it's Safi, it's South Florida. I have no problem using the 9 as an A. I also kind of wanted the 10 in here. A little bit. I thought the 10, if you look at those last two dirt races that kind of dirty the form and you go back to the turf, suddenly you're finding a horse that was on a three race win streak, ran second the time before that off a layoff, has that nice outside post that should be able to sit a nice tactical trip. So I'd want to use the 10 as an A horse as well. And then I want to try to find a horse to come from off of it because it feels like there's a little bit of speed in here and all of that speed is drawn towards the outside. A lot of times I think when speed is all drawn towards the outside or even all towards the inside, a lot of times there's that hustle for position and it can kind of speed up a little bit. Did you have a closer in mind? I had a couple that I thought were interesting, but I wanted to give you a chance first.
You're not going to like this, but it's something you rarely do. It would be the 5 Drinks on Me. So I know you're not familiar with that term from the times we're out together, but I would definitely probably go drinks on me because they're always on me when we're out. So why not?
Oh, you're ridiculous. You're ridiculous.
And, I mean, if you see all the form here, I mean, if you look basically October into November, all these horses that wanted to be running on turf, they're down here in South Florida. Now I'm a SoFlo resident. They it's been raining ever since I got here, since May. So these horses want the turf. They just haven't been able to run. I mean, so even when we're talking about the 10, last two were on dirt. Horse wants turf. The 5 out of a Kitten's Joy mare, I mean, obviously the breeding doesn't really matter, your 30th start, but that horse wants the turf. So I would go, if we needed something off the pace, I would use the 5.
All right. I there's a couple others that I thought were interesting. A longer price one, the 8, is adorable. Ada, I thought, ran well last time, first off a break, and had a little bit of trouble in there. Came running late, had a nice kind of turn of foot in there, and has some back races as well that suggest this horse has a little bit of talent. Was popular in the claim box earlier in the year. I like to see that. Horse was claimed 3 times back to back to back for 16,000. So obviously there's a little bit of talent there. So I'd want to use that one. I'd like to try to get that one in as an A. I worry we're getting a little bit too heavy, but we might be able to have to get skinny a little bit later. Drinks on Me, you need that one as a B, or are you okay as an A there?
I think it's a B horse. I mean, the 7, 10, we both have as A, right?
Right.
And the 9 is an A?
Yep.
Yeah. They all can't be A's.
No, they can't. The last two I wanted to talk about, I feel like we have to do something with at least one of them, the inside horses, the 1 and the 2. Both have been running at this condition. Both have won at this condition. They're going to get nice ground-saving trips with pace to close into. They both come from out of it. You know, I think obviously Passion Plus comes from a little bit further out of it. But I need one of these two to be an A and the other one to be a B. We're going to have to spread a little bit in this race. Which one do you need as a – which one are you – would you rather have?
Let's go with the 1 as an A.
Okay.
And the 2 as the B.
All right, this is going to be an expensive leg, but I think we'll have an opportunity to get skinny later as we go. So the A horses here are going to be the 1, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we're going to use the 2 and the 5 as Bs. We're going to have to get skinny. We're going to spend all the money you made from the Breeders' Cup.
You're putting this ticket in for us. I don't know who you're kidding.
Race 3. Laurel, race 3 of the sequence. Laurel, race 8 is the race. We've got an optional claimer. We're going a mile on the dirt. ATM, what are you going to do with the 5 to 2? I think it's a 5 to 2 favorite, the 2 golden brown, which is how I'm often described as the color of my skin.
This one, I mean, I'm either you going 5-10 or I'm basically wheeling it. I mean, this would be a race I would go maybe all. Obviously, we're going to have to get skinny late, but it could be as simple as the 5 and the 10, if you ask me. I mean, the 7's a little bit intriguing to me, but it was a vet scratch last time out. I usually shy away from vet scratches just because it could be a million different things, and it's off over a year layoff, but that horse is a stakes horse in the past. So I would think it's probably as simple as 2-10, but you tell me.
Yeah, I felt like those are the two as well, and I feel like the way that we've played this thing so far, there might be some magic when you can narrow it to 2. I think there's some magic to making one of them an A and one of them a B. Hold your breath there and go from there. But if you use them both as A's, I think sometimes you can, you know, you obviously give away a little bit of equity, you double the price of your ticket, you lessen your ability to hit your all A run for more than $1. So my vote would be to take the outside horse, the 10 Taco Supreme, make that horse the A, second off a layoff. And then take the 2 who's down towards the inside, who could end up in that kind of place you don't necessarily always want to be at Laurel, down towards the inside, and so use that one as a B. So what do you think about that, ATM?
It's your show, buddy. You're the boss. You do what's best.
I've been trying to tell you that since we became friends, but you're finally starting to pick that up.
But if people are listening, which I'm sure there's a couple people, what you could do is you could take the three in the first leg at Laurel and single it, and then you could go skinny it, go 1-2 at Gulfstream, and then go all here, and then pick up in the last two, and you'll probably hit the ticket.
Yeah, because we're wrong. Yeah, I just hope if we hit it, the fame doesn't get to your head, because you told me a story. We'll take a little pause to tell the story. It sounds like the fame has gotten to your daughter's head, huh?
Here we go. She's out of control. So a couple of days ago, you called me and said, "Hey, I need you to step in. Could you help out with the podcast?" I'm like, "Sure." So I tell my wife, I said, "Oh, by the way, on Thursday morning, I got to do the podcast with JK. He asked me to help out." So yesterday, my daughter Adriana is in school, and this kid has a cupcake. She's like, "Hey, bud, I'll give you $60 for that cupcake." And she's like, "No." And I was like, "I'll give you a few hundred for that cupcake." And then the kid's like, "No, it's my cupcake." And she's like, "Listen, my dad's on a podcast. We're rich. How much do you want for the cupcake?" She comes home yesterday telling Julie, my wife, the story. And she's like, "What are you doing?" It's like, "What?" So there you go.
If we hit this bet, we'll get Adriana a cupcake.
Yeah. No. She doesn't go without, that's for sure.
All right. Race four. So that's what we'll do. We'll go A with the 10, two with the B, and then we'll go leg four. Leg E, I think they call it sometimes, or leg D. Good math. Laurel race 9. ATM, what did you think about this one?
I got the 7 going to the lead, so that's always a starter for me, is to see, try to figure out who's going to get the lead and then go from there. I would go 7, then the 6 might be able to fit the trip. Well, what are these 10K claimers? Oh dear. Yeah, not much is going to pass some things here. So if you could get to the lead, just keep it and get going. So we'll try to hit it with the 7, and then I'm sure you could fill us in from there. But
yeah, I needed the 7 and the 10 as A's, and I had the 6 as a B. With you on the 7. It's not the most complicated group. The 7's dropping from maiden special weight into maiden claimers. Always a dangerous move. Has some showed speed. Took money in both of those races for maiden special weight, and then the 10, who's drawn outside. This horse has shown some ability. They tried to turf sprint last time. Got a nice speed figure turf sprinting. Now that was on the turf, but still, that can translate even a little bit. The 10's got a shot, and he's named after your favorite move in the swimming pool.
Yeah. Well, I also showed ability when I was 12 years old in baseball, but I'm not exactly, I'm not Mike Trout. I mean, this, I don't know what kind of ability you think this horse showed.
For the level.
Okay.
Do you need the 6 as a B, or as an A, or are you okay with a B?
No, I'm okay with a B there.
Okay. All right. So let's go 7-10-A, and then we'll use 7-10-A, and we'll use the 6 as a B. All right, and then to wrap it up, race 5, the last leg, Gulfstream Park West, race 9. I needed a couple here, but I think you thought it was a little bit more simple. What'd you like?
I like the 12. I think loose on the lead, not a lot of speed to go with them. Well, fun fact, I almost claimed the 3 back in the day. I would have got a lot of action out of it, not a lot of wins. But St. Laurent, I don't know why this horse hasn't tried turf more often. I mean, there's a little back breeding in the Fort Larnards that want some turf, and it's the one turf start wasn't very good, and then it ran decent 2 back on the turf. So I'm just 3-12 here. I'm going to go 12 as an A, and that'll be my single. And then if you're forcing me to have a B, I'm going to take the 3 as well.
All right. I agree with you 100% on the 12. Obviously, the first time maker claim is always a dangerous one. So I'm 100% with you on that one being an A horse. I like the story on the 3, the idea that you had had this idea of trying to get the horse claimed, get him on the turf. Like you mentioned, that turf race was pretty good at this level, ran well enough that day. And I like the inside post, should be able to save some ground. We might have to have a conversation about A or B there, but the horse that I really wanted to have was the 7 Caribbean Kitten. This is a horse that was claimed back in July and has run 3 winning races, in my opinion. Ran on the dirt in an off the turf situation and ran just fine. Got beat that day, but that's not where the horse wants to be. Wants to be on the dirt. Comes back Gulfstream Park West, wins, closing into a slow pace, one of my favorite angles in racing, and then comes right back again and blows the first turn and still runs on well enough. So I need the 7 as an A. So I'd be fine with 7-12 as A's with your 3 as a B, but if you're fighting for the 3 as an A, I'm listening.
Well, I mean, how much is the ticket going to be? I mean, that's when it comes down to it, most of us don't have money like you, JK. We can't just spend $1,500 on a ticket on a random Friday here in November. We're trying to take a little bit of a break.
What's today? It's Thursday. How many times have you golfed this week?
3, and I have a tee time. I have a tee time at 12 at Palm Beach Country Club.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you tell me who's got all the money. All right. So I'm going to go to DRF Ticketmaker. I'm going to pull up, this up and we'll build this ticket real quick. And then we'll let you get to your tee time. I mean, God forbid your friends have to wait for you.
We have lunch on the ocean at 11 and then we go from there.
All right. Leg 1. So far we've got 2, 7, 8, 9 as A's. 2, 7, 8, 9 as A's. I like to use, if you haven't tried this before, DRFticketmaker.com is where I go to build my tickets. Use the 6 as a B. We go on to leg 2. We're going to go 1, 7, 8, 9, 10 as A's. And then we will go 2, 5 as B's. And then let's see. Then we'll go 10, 2. 10 is an A, 2 is a B. This is our skinny leg, obviously. And then we will go 7, 10 with 6. 7, 10 is A's, the 6 as a B in the fourth leg, and then the last leg to wrap it up, we're going to go the 3 as a B for now. We'll see if we can change it. 7, 12 as A's. And if we do it for $1 and we put our budget here, we could get a full run for $1. A's with 1B and A's with 2Bs for $500. But I'm sure your round of golf is going to be expensive. I would rather...
the wagering on the golf course, I don't pay for the golf.
I would rather, in this situation, and you and I have had this conversation a lot, I'm not really interested in having it for $1. I'd rather lose the A's with 2Bs and just do the all A's and the A's with 1B and try to hit it a few times. So let's put $3 for our all A ticket and $1 for our A's with 1B. That puts us at a total of $452 ATM. Do you have $226 to spare?
Barely, but I think I can get it done.
Are you okay with having your 3, St. Lard in the last, as a B? You good with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And then let's see, that's going to be the 5th. That's 442 versus 424.
I feel like we need to spend more. This is too cheap.
You know, what's funny is if you really wanted to, you could hit that A's with 2Bs and get up to 664. So if you have a bigger budget, I always recommend if you can get the A's with 2Bs to get them. But for the show and for what we post on the blog, we'll leave it at 452. But if you wanted to do that, it's really easy to do. You just hit the little blue check on your DRF ticket maker, and it's a pretty simple fix. I will say this.
I know Pete calls you the people's champ, but do they know, like, to be friends with the people's champ, the minimum entry is a dime to split a ticket. Like, you're the people's champ. But hey, ATM, you want to put this ticket in? It costs a dime. Then we could be friends. That's like, yeah, sure, JK. That's how it starts. So any of you guys out there, when you come up and you want like bro pictures with JK, they say, hey, JK. Hey, JK, let's put in a ticket together. He'll say, sure, put up the money. And he'll Venmo you. You could check out his public Venmo. It ain't pretty, folks.
Dude, my Venmo is terrible to you. Well, I will say this about the last leg. If you are interested in St. Lawrence, one thing that's interesting is that the fourth leg is at 4:24 p.m. Eastern. The fifth leg is at 4:42. So there should be an opportunity for you to look at the will pays to understand what you're alive to if you're alive. And if you need to put a little bit extra on the three or to save with the three or whoever you like in that race, you'll have an opportunity to do it. So that's it. ATM, you got anything else? What's up?
What do you want me to say?
I got the Xbox in the mail. Today's the big opening. ATM sorted me out with the Xbox, or at least just made the magic happen on getting it. So I appreciate that. And Austin will be excited today when he gets home from school to get the Xbox going.
Yeah. Anybody get me a PS5, feel free. I mean, I have it in my cart every minute and then it just disappears. It's kind of like... kind of like hanging out with JK at the bar. You're with him, you're with your boy, you're hanging out with him, and then boom, he gone.
Oh my gosh. ATM, I appreciate you filling in. And unfortunately, I think that this is gonna have to be a thing that happens more often. I have a feeling you might be a fan favorite for
Oh dear.
Yeah.
You know me, my appearance fee ain't cheap. You know, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you, buddy. I ain't. Or the other way around. I don't know.
Oh, man. All right. I appreciate it. We wish everybody the best of luck. And what does Pete always say? May you win all your photos.
Good luck.
All right.